The Green Duwamish River watershed stretches 93 miles from the industrial core of Seattle, east through the Cascade foothills, and up into the wilderness of the Mount Baker-Snoqualmie National Forest. It serves as the city of Tacoma's municipal water source and provides habitat for 5 species of salmon. And it includes some of the Pacific Northwest's most diverse human communities, whose health has been impacted by their location near polluted parts of the Duwamish River Superfund site, which empties from Elliott Bay into Puget Sound. The designation as part of the Urban Waters Federal Partnership doesn't come with any special funding, but the hope is that it'll give an extra boost to work that's already underway. For example, to help expand people's access to the shoreline.
So that somebody in Georgetown can actually walk down to the end of 8th Avenue and not just have a bench to look at, but see habitat and be able to get out a little bit closer to the river.
That's James Rasmussen, director of the Duwamish River Cleanup Coalition. He says he hopes the partnership will make projects in the watershed more competitive for federal grant funding. He also hopes it could help the diverse and disadvantaged communities of the industrial areas get more tree cover.
One of the things that we know is that if you have trees in your neighborhood, you actually are healthier. Is there a program that we can work with the Forest Service to be able to get more mature trees to be planted in South Park and Georgetown?
He says an important goal of the project is to break down the silos between the 13 agencies that have signed on to get them all working more efficiently toward common restoration goals, whether for healthy salmon habitat or better human access to the open space that often surrounds it. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.